Hey everyone, quick note before we get started. We recorded 8 separate Boilermaker tapes from the DFW bar crawl. Huge shout out to Herd Card Game for making it all happen, and huge shout out to Jason and the Usual Bar for setting up a place for us to record and just take over their space all day to get all of these great stories on wax. Now, we're only going to be releasing a couple of these Boilermaker tapes on the main feed for now, but everything else is going to be added to our Patreon. So if you've really enjoyed the DFW bar crawl, if you like the Boilermaker tape segments, please feel free to sign up to be able to listen to the rest of those stories. You can find us on patreon.com/BRPDrinkAlong, or you can also just go to our Instagram at BRPDrinkAlong and find all the links you need in our bio. If you join the Patreon, not only are you going to get access to all of the Boilermaker tapes from the DFW bar crawl, you're also going to get access, of course, to all the other content we posted, but most importantly, you're going to get your name listed on all of these upcoming episodes as one of our Bozells, one of our executive producers, and show all these other barflies that you're more important than them, just like Mike and Chandler, Regina, Leah Grace, Colin McFarlane, Leo LaLarge, The Mighty Kempo, Javier, Brandon, Justin Tress, Katie, James Smith, Madeline Russell, and Vinny. Look, we love you guys so much. It's a small community, and we're growing it, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate every little bit of support we get from you guys. So if you want to join up, get your name listed on some of these episodes, you can always find us at BRP Drink Along. We appreciate it. We love you guys so much. We're going to keep it rocking and rolling, and yeah, let's get right to the show. The Bartender Rant Podcast, DFW Bar Crawl, is brought to you in partnership with Herd Card Game, the card game for service industry misfits.
Welcome back to the Boilermaker Tapes. You know, at this point, I don't have a particular penchant for a deep intro, but I do want to say this.
At least a 10-gallon deep intro?
10-gallon deep intro. You act like these episodes are stacked. I mean, if you're a Patreon member, you're listening to them whenever you want. It's on-demand content. But if you have heard James and Jason's episode about the Pank Drank, in the midst of actually hearing that story, I was a little disappointed. I was thinking we're not going to get these two as individuals telling their own stories because I wanted more. Mm-hmm. I wanted more. It just felt
and
like
we had to share a microphone too.
So, yeah, we had to share a microphone. There was all different types of bullshit with that, but it was a great story. The Pank Drank. Please pause this. Go back. Listen to that because it'll make more sense why we're drinking pink. Fucking Boilermaker.
Fucking Pank.
Boilermaker shots right now. But the Boilermaker tapes are very simple, people, okay? It's a shot of whiskey and a beer, and we tell one great drinking story, one great bar story. And so we have James back on with us. Mm. Thank you, my friend.
No worries.
The Scotsman of the Texas bar scene.
Which is why I have no discernible accent.
It's, yes.
People ask me all the time, like, where are you from? And it's just a lot easier for me to say, lots of places.
Yeah. You know, it's the trashiest accent in America, in my opinion, is still the Baltimore accent, you know. And I can do it. I've done it on the show many a time. But, you know, people will come to Baltimore and they'll be like, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, that's because we have fucking riverboat. We have city. We have country. We have nasty all rolled into one. See,
Baltimore
shitty
doesn't
fucking
really,
accent.
Baltimore doesn't have much of an accent. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, they do.
You know, get over yourself.
Scotty Donahue ever down there on Bel Air Road?
I've lived there.
If you're going to tell me that I don't
that
have an
not,
accent,
you,
I'll go try, down
you
Hartford
sound,
Road.
What you do is you sound like Dennis from It's Always Sunny when
it's
he tries to do
Dennis
a Philly accent.
Dennis from It's Always Sunny. Look, I go down Hartford Road, and look, if you don't love the Ravens, hon, I love the Ravens, okay? And I don't give a fuck if you're from
Kansas.
Okay,
yeah, we get it. Can you do this, please, more? So the only discernible Baltimore accent I've ever heard, and it's maybe
the
more
A's.
Of a, it's more
the
of a Maryland
A's.
Accent. It's Dirty Tom's dad. He has a discernible.
No, he
yes, he does. He has a discernible accent. And I met another man from his generation from Maryland, same accent. But most people from Baltimore don't really have much.
Mike,
of an
you don't know what you're fucking talking about.
Okay, right, can we get into the goddamn show, please?
Yes.
Jesus.
All right. Anyway, James, so happy to have you back.
Thank
all
you.
Right, and.
Like I already lost a nail.
It's that kind of day you already lost a nail?
Yeah.
You didn't
hot girl shit.
I was okay. Going to say, you didn't have it when you woke up today.
James, we told...
I didn't wake up like this.
We told the Pank Drank story.
Okay, we told the Pank Drank
story.
But
what is this story called?
It doesn't necessarily have a name.
Well, it has to.
Well, on one hand, I would call it the Ramus Gin Fizz story, but
there it is.
Everybody's got a Ramus Gin Fizz story. I prefer to call it the Tom Cruise cocktail story.
Okay. Now, before good. We get into it, let's
oh, yeah.
shoot
put your,
our...
Put your pank drinks
let's
in the air.
Let's our pank drinks in the air.
Otherwise, we can't do this here.
I do or love that I you can't got it here. On
you're
video.
You're not allowed to. There's no way they can
video
let you
and
two.
Audio of you sitting here in front of Jason drinking not a pink drink.
Dude. Yeah.
You got to
Oh,
that.
He might get fired for that.
He should get fired.
Or at least get written up.
There's no chance you were going to get two in a row.
At least he gets...
Seven's like, no, I know how to Photoshop shit. Don't worry. All right,
okay,
cheers.
Cool. Cheers.
Cheers to Tom Cruise and Taylor Swift.
Wait, are they dating now?
You know, I'd finally watch Mission Impossible if they were.
Oh, come on. This is a good movie. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm manage a place literally down the road called Proper. It's another craft cocktail bar owned by Lisa and Phil, great people. I'm to the day the only manager they've ever had. I guess it was just such a horrible experience they decided to never do it again.
You're a tone setter.
But it's the kind of place where, you know, it was always like having seating. It's like we'd have the 6 o'clock, like pre-dinner rush, and then things were dead between that until about 8 or 9. Then we get the after dinner rush, and then we get the secondary rush of restaurants closing down and getting service industry people in there. And so we'd get, you know, six deep in the well. Like, I'm taking orders from tables, I'm taking orders from people walking up the bar, and I'm just ringing them up and dividing them between the two bartenders and a bar back. And so they got 6 in the queue each, and I would wait for a lull to. Basically, they're still busy, but nobody's ordering. And that's when I'd kill the music and get up and address everybody in the bar and basically introduce everybody to the band. Now, a lot of people thought this was just an excuse to hear me talk, but it was a very orchestrated, well-executed stall maneuver. So I would get up and give everybody pet names. I'd have music cued on the jukebox, get up and tell, hey, folks, thank you for coming. I'd literally get up on the bar. And just everybody shuts up. You can hear a pin drop. I introduce Colt. He might be my son, Lawrence.
Why don't you just do it?
Yeah, can we hear the pitch?
Just do it. You're on the bar. Put yourself there. I don't know if you have to close your eyes. That's fine. Okay. But like, put yourself there and.
Okay. Also, I got to reiterate that there's a guy working for us named John Krause. He's the hardest working bar back in the industry, and he would do everything. Like, if I'm swamped, everybody's swamped, he would at least greet people, and everybody that walked in was his friend.
He's always looking for something to do.
Right.
Yeah, he's helping the show run.
Kill the music, get up on the bar, and say, ladies and gentlemen of Proper, can I have your attention, please? Thank you. First of all, thank you for coming out. Just want to tell you a little bit about ourselves. So we craft cocktail bar. We've been here for about 6 or 7 years. We've already got some wonderful accolades. We got Tastemaker Choice last year. We got a Best Bar in Fort Worth the year before that. This year we got Best Place for a Date. We got Best Reader's Choice Craft Cocktail Bar. So I want to tell you that we can't do that without you. But more importantly, we cannot do it without the band. So let me introduce you to the band. First of all, and these are some of the bartenders that were working with me at the time. So say, first of all, we have Jackson. Yeah, he might be my son, Mapes, but the paternity test didn't prove anything. People give a round of applause. I said, this is Colt. Get your corn out of my face. Lewis also might be my son. Once again, I get around. It's no big deal. That's what happens. And then I tell people, said, and then I got the hardest working bar back in the industry. We call him John, but he is John Nuts and Crotes Baus. Give it up for him. He'd take a bow and he'd go, I'm James, I don't matter. Thank you very much, folks. And I have music queued up. I'd have music queued up to just go. And we
what's the song? What's the song?
Come on, you had to go to.
It was God, give me
a second. It had to be Shit Kicking Out the Gates, right?
Yeah. It was Lewis and Child. And I can't remember the name of the song off the top of my head. I could pull it up.
Lewis and Child.
Lewis and Child.
What a pull. Are you a Lewis the Child fan?
Lewis the Child.
I actually don't know Lewis the Child. I love music. I'm not familiar. Maybe I've heard some stuff. Not familiar with it.
Have you pull it up later? You can
close
it
out. Yeah, I'm sure it's a fucking bad. Yeah, we should.
It's a good hard drum beat.
But we'd already have shots lined up, and I would tell the folks in the bar, so, no, ladies and gentlemen, if you excuse us, we got to excuse ourselves for a moment, have a safety meeting. So the bar is officially closed.
Oh,
we don't do our safety shot and be like, be safe out there. Be safe. It's cold out there. It's very cold out there. And I go, okay, now the bar is open. So that would give my bartenders enough time to get through the queue.
That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant.
And get every single drink out, because as long as I got them listening to me,
they're not
ordering a thing.
Exactly.
And it lets them catch up, get more rice, John to do dishes. And next thing you know, we're reset.
That's
for the next
brilliant.
Wave.
And now you can only pull this move, I imagine, at least only once a night, maybe twice.
Maybe twice. I've done it twice, once, but normally I only do it once.
Yeah, so you got to pick your moment whenever. Yeah.
And you have to almost let the service dictate it. Like, you want to let it lead to a point where we can't handle this anymore.
Yeah.
Now it's
got to be organic.
And literally, these guys are in the well while I'm talking, shaking, pouring, shaking. When as I'm introducing them, it's like, yeah, it's me. You know, and go right back to what they're doing. And John's running drinks. I don't care where he is. And
this is incredible.
So
this truly is such a great move. I mean, this is something that
I can't believe
implemented.
More people don't do it.
Well,
your
not
bar
everybody
is
has the mind that you have, though, James.
This is true.
Yeah. Not everybody knows the sophistication of tank drinks.
You
okay?
know, we talk about bar staples. Like, every bar has a trash can. Every bar has an ice well. Not every bar has a microphone, but they should.
Mm.
There needs to be more crowd control measures at more drinking establishments just by the nature of the business that we're running.
Yeah.
You know, so this story begs a big question. There had to be. Thanks, bud.
So, yeah, that was not the cocktail special.
There had to be a particular night that this, like, delivery was executed either poorly or somebody.
Or either completely perfectly.
A patron
without a hitch, or
we did
fumbled.
It perfectly. And even after, like, if you when you hear the song, like, we're all, like, doing the slow walk down the bar, guest level, and then we just go right back to work. The song plays to its entirety. So what happened was, I give this speech one night, and
this is Tom Cruise story.
This is the Tom Cruise story. Okay. So right, it happens. Cool. This is like a Friday night, Saturday night. Like I said, we're already six drinks deep. I gave the speech. It didn't give them time to entirely catch up, but it gave them time to get at least like four or five drink orders off the tick. And let me just put that in. So as soon as I'm done with the speech, crowd goes back to drinking, crowd goes back to doing their thing. I get this clearly college kid coming in. I remember exactly what he looked like. He's wearing a pink button down.
Pank.
So I should have known I was in trouble.
Thank you.
Pink button down, Izod shirt. Sleeves rolled up, white pants, and he comes in with two girls.
White pants.
And the two first girls. Thing I think Come of on. Is like, he's not with either one of them.
His name
but he's buying drinks.
But he's
also
buying
his
drinks.
Name is Colton.
And or Colby, you know, something cheese based.
Hunter, maybe.
Munster.
I could see a Duke point guard named Munster.
Right. So he comes in and I recognize, for lack of a better term,
you don't even get that. You didn't even get that joke. That was a really good joke, but because you don't like sports,
it's not that I don't
you don't
like
even
sports,
understand
I just
it.
Don't care.
That's a good joke. God fucking damn it! I hate that my. Okay, please continue.
Okay.
Fuck, I hate you.
Fuck yeah, sports
hate,
ball. Let's go.
I hate you. That was a good joke.
I love Taylor Swift. Yeah, you know, let me tell you.
So anyway, this guy comes in. He doesn't realize that we've just continued back to service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's with two girls that he's clearly not with, but I can tell from the moment he walks in, he's swinging and he's trying to impress them.
Mm-hmm.
Comes up to the sidebar, because when it's really busy like that, I'll take the orders and just shift them down, ring them in, shift them down, let the bartenders make them, let John run them. And he comes in, real matter of fact, goes, she'll have an old fashioned, she'll have a Cuba Libre, and I'm going to have a Ramos Gin Fizz. And I go,
motherfucker.
I was like, all right, first of all, everybody at my bar knows what a fucking Cuba Libre is, Tom Cruise, so don't try to cocktail me.
Fucking hell.
Did you say that to him?
Yeah.
You said that
out
loud.
I'm not done.
Good for you.
It's the thing about being if I was a restaurant manager, there's no way I'd be able to say that. But as a bar manager, I mean, I've actually told people, like, a buddy of mine, quick side story. He's been drinking drinks for me all night that he's looking up on the phone. He's a nice kid, so I don't give him a hard time. Mm. But he's looking up drinks on the phone. I'm like, well, he's like, can you make this? And I'm like, well, I can substitute this for this, and da da da, won't be the same, blah, blah, blah. And then he's in front of my well with people standing behind him. He won't close the gap and step up. And he's looking at his phone, looking at me, looking at his phone, looking at me, go, what? And he goes, do you know how to make a squash strawberry alley cat? And I go, get the fuck out of my bar. Don't come back for a week. You're banned. Get the fuck out of my bar.
86 for a week. Shout out to Trent from, that's what he did.
100%.
He would 86 certain guests. He's like, 100%. You can come back, but you're, it wasn't 86. It was like 85, 84, 83. Like, you're not out, but
so 83, 83 means a week.
One fucking month.
83 means a week. 84 means two weeks. 85 means a month. And 86 means you're done.
Yeah.
So anyway, like I said, kid comes up, old fashioned for this girl, Cuba Libre for this girl, and a Ramos Gin Fizz for him.
Okay.
Like I said.
So two easy parters, and then you got to make the Ramos Gin Fizz.
Right. So I tell him, I said, well, everybody in my bar knows how to make this, so don't try to cocktail me, Tom Cruise. And I'm not even sure
was he giving you the fuck me eyes?
Did he not get it?
No, he got, but it was like, I go, you will get a rum and coke with lime, and the old fashioned is one of our favorites. So I said, I can make those right now. I go, but you're not getting your Ramos Gin Fizz for about 20 to 30 minutes.
Mm. Yeah, easy. And you, look, if you order that, by the way, at volume, you have to be committed to that drink. Like, I'm serious. And that's fine. If that's what you want, and that's what I'm going to make you.
The point is, this guy
you
didn't,
can't get
this
offended.
This guy's peacocking.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to strut and show.
I'm sure he is peacocking, but my point is, this is the same thing as a well-done steak. Like, I don't abide by a well-done steak, but if that's what you
flavor of steak like
if that's what you fucking eat, you can't also be the person like, where's my fucking steak? Mm-hmm. Bitch, it's well done. You asked me for this.
You ordered a 29-ounce ribeye bone-in, and
point.
You want it well done in
this
15 minutes?
Point. So, look, I'm happy to make you the Ramos Gin Fizz. But you have to.
It's gonna be 20 to 30 minutes.
You have to play ball.
And I get the ladies the drinks right now. But you're gonna have to wait for your drink. So then, what's his response?
So basically, I've already told him don't cocktail me, Tom Cruise. Everybody knows what.
So he's already a little affronted.
He's already a little bit back.
Yeah.
And now I've just told him in front of his girls that he's peacocking in front of. They can get their drinks now. Yours is gonna take 20 to 30 minutes. And instead of just letting it go, he goes, "Well, why?"
See, he doesn't know what the fuck he's ordering.
You have no idea what that drink is, do you? He goes, well, I go, you heard a word and decided that sounded good, so you decide. I tell you, you wouldn't know the difference if I popped the top on two Heinekens and handed it to you and said, there's your Cuba Libre.
Ramos Gin Fizz, Tom.
There's your Ramos Gin Fizz. Those are both $7. Do you want two to go? Or
I don't mean to derail. Have you ever seen the Bartender Hates You on YouTube?
Okay, so friends of mine showed me that when I used to work
because of this story. Probably.
Well, not actually because of the story. I used to work at a kind of a dive bar, just slugging suds and slinging shots. And they came up to me and started showing me that on YouTube. They were like, "I personally have seen you do this. I have personally seen you do this."
So if you don't look, I'm looking at the camera. Hey, professional. If you don't know what we're talking about, look up The Bartender Hates You on YouTube. But he's the guy's making a mojito, and somebody comes up and they're like, "What's that?" He's like, "It's a Heineken." Right?
He's like, "Boom, like, that sounds delicious. I'll have two." Opens up, he goes, "What's that?" He goes, "That's a Heineken." He goes, "But I wanted a mojito." Heineken or
$7. Heineken or $7. These Boilermaker tapes are brought to you by The Usual. The Usual is Fort Worth's first craft cocktail bar. That's right. They started off in Fort Worth.
Goddamn.
This iconic wood, chrome, steel, and stained concrete industrial speakeasy was inspired by a visit to Chicago in 2007. Located on Magnolia Avenue in Fort Worth, The Usual opened in 2009 and offers all manner of slightly esoteric libations. Drop by for an old-fashioned or one of their innovative seasonal cocktails. Maybe even a pank drink.
Oh, I love a good pank
drink. Huge shout out to The Usual and Jason and the whole team there. They just made us feel so at home and gave us such a beautiful spot to hang out and record all of these incredible Boilermaker tapes. If you're in the Fort Worth area visiting, or if you live there, please go by and spend some time with them. I promise you, you'll have a good time.
Very different style than the Algiers Club, but I will tell you, it is a special space. Just really, really cool space.
Yep. So thank you again to everyone at The Usual. Thank you, Jason, for putting up with our shenanigans. You can follow The Usual at The Usual Bar on Instagram. These episodes are sponsored by Two Hats Coffee. Two Hats Coffee is a mom-and-pop venture that carefully selects single-origin coffee harvest from Costa Rica and roasts the beans in small batches in the backwoods of East Texas. Pick your preferred roast, choose whole bean or ground, and order online. Costa Rican grown, Texas roasted. And don't worry, I got permission from both of the people from Costa Rica here to say that. So check them out at twohatscoffee.com. That's the number 2hatscoffee.com. Anyway, I didn't mean to derail you, but that's exactly what I thought of.
No, but there were like a lot of things I didn't even know it existed. Like, I've actually had bar patrons when I was there saw me drop a guy's cell phone in a glass of club soda because he kept snapping at me and wouldn't get off his phone.
Wait, you intentionally took it from his hand and dropped it?
Yeah.
And you're still the bar manager at
No. I was just a bartender at this place.
Fuck, dude. I'm sorry. Fuck yes,
dude,
man.
You took it out of his hand.
Okay, so I didn't know this was a thing. But I had, like I said, some of my patrons saw me do this. This was at a different bar. Proper's Craft Cocktail. This is Suds and Shots. All right. Not the name of the bar. It's called Finn McColl's. It's down the way. But this guy comes in. We're just getting like through happy hour. It's like 4 o'clock. I'm not super busy. Comes in on his phone and he's snapping at me.
But he's glued to the screen.
He's glued to his phone. And it might as well have been like the scene from Joe versus the Volcano. He's like, I know he can get the job, but can he do the job? Like, that's all I heard the whole time.
What a fucking lie.
And so I'm standing
kid.
There, and I start to walk away. He snaps at me to come back. So I come back with this look on my face, like, yeah, what do you want? He doesn't say anything. He keeps talking on the phone. I know he can get the job, but can he do the job? I start to walk away, but this time I take a pint glass and I fill it up with water and I put it in front of him as he's snapping at me. And I come back, put the water in front of him, and he keeps talking on the phone. I know he can get the job. Can't I go, clunk?
You grab the phone out of his hand.
And I go, what can I get you? I've already got you a water.
Maybe a bowl of rice, perhaps?
Dog. I'm going to tell you. So this is the beautiful thing about the service industry. If I'm there as a patron and it's my first night. It's my first night at this bar, right? God, yeah. And I see this shit.
Yeah.
I witness
I'm going
that.
To an ATM at this point because you're getting a big
I can't,
fucking fat ticket.
I can't give him enough money. There's not an amount of money that I can give him that's enough.
That's
a
flip side.
Also, there is no chance I'm not coming back the next week and the week after that and the week after that.
So this is the flip side of the pity tip. We've always talked about the pity tip on the show where fuck up and you feel really bad and people tip you more.
Right.
This is the flip side of it. This is the...
Cocky tip.
We got to think of the name for it.
So I used to...
The fuck you tip.
No, it's a piss tip.
I've opened up 6 original concepts of Fort Worth and sometimes I'm training servers how to be servers and training bartenders how to be bartenders. But the one thing I've always told my servers is do not do what I do.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not one of those guys where like,
man,
it's better for me. But I told him, I said, if you try to do what I do with guests, you will get fired.
I think the best bar managers live by that code. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Cause I told him,
I don't think you can really be at the end of the day, a true bar manager behind the pipes. If you haven't lived there, if you haven't gone down to the edge, and if you're that kind of person, you're gonna cut the corners, but you cannot allow your people to do that.
And I tried to get somebody. I told him, I said, don't do what I do because I said I can insult people and they're gonna throw money at me. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get fired. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had a girl once that she got cussed out by a guest, and I said, go back to him and say everything he said to you. I got your back. She goes, I'm not gonna do that. I said, no, you don't understand. I got your back. She goes, I'm not going to do that. I said, why? She goes, because I'm not James Duncan. I go, I said that in training, didn't I? Okay, I remember now.
Let's be kind of rewind here. Okay. All right, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, Ramus Shinfiz story. Okay, he's made his drinks.
You've already put out the first two.
Already put out
the first two are gone. They're drinking.
So he decided to wait for the drink.
No, he said yes. No, he didn't say yes. He said, why is it going to take so long? And I said,
you don't know what the fuck this drink is.
And that's why I told him. I said, you heard a word, ordered the drink, knowing not what's in this, what it takes at all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? And he kind of hung his head low and he's like, no. And I kind of suspected he didn't know what a Cuba Libre was either at that point. I said, okay.
It's fun to say.
He was so disappointed when you put it on the table.
I said, I'm going to make theirs right now, but it's going to take you 20 to 30 minutes because that is a drink that I got to literally pull somebody off the bar, to
just make that
just
drink.
Make that. I go, I got to take care of everybody else in the bar before I can even start making that
and
drink.
And see, I know you're busting his balls, but I feel like they're like there's well, there's yeah, there's a level of professionalism. Like I'll do whatever you fucking want. I'm here to serve you, right. But I'm just explaining so how
to understand what you're ordering.
Yes.
So yeah. I explain it to him. I don't tell him what's in it, but I explain it to him and tell him. So I'm going to get their drinks. I'm going to get the ladies' drinks out now. Yours is going to take about 20 minutes. And I start to walk away, and I stop, and I give him a caveat, and I go, unless you want to make it. And he's like, yeah, sure.
No.
I go, okay. James. So he starts to step give me a sec. So he starts to step behind the bar. I go, whoa, you don't work here. You never cross this line. You don't cross this line. As a matter of fact.
You're going to give him the tools?
I go, put your foot.
By numbers,
I go, put your foot on this line, and he does. No. And I go, now you're a habitual line stepper. Get out of my
you're
bar.
A habitual line stepper. What the fuck is that from? He's a habitual line stepper. Sorry, go on. I can't.
So
this is my fucking wheelhouse.
I stop doing what I do to put all the ingredients in a shaker tin. Girls have already got their drinks, and I hand it to him, and I go, shake it. And he goes, okay. So he's doing the. And I go, no, first of all, okay, you don't know what's in this. It's got liquor, sugar, cream, egg whites, citrus. You don't want to be wearing that. Take two hands, wrap it, because you don't want this popping on you.
You mean it.
I go, if you
you fucking mean it.
If you spill this cocktail while you're making it, I'm making you pay for it, and you're going to clean up your mess. Not to mention, you're wearing something that a dry cleaner's not going to be able to get out.
It's going to go foul. It's going to go foul on
you. So I give it to him, and he starts shaking it. He's doing the thing. He's like shaking the cocktail. And I go, no. Think paint can mixer at Lowe's.
Yeah, fuck
okay,
yes.
You just doing this like you're jacking off a homeless person for $20, same as in town. It's not. This is not how you shake a cocktail. You want to emulsify this like it's oil and water. And I said, give it the thing. I go, shake paint can mixer.
Lowe's. Oh, yeah.
He goes, I'm familiar. I go, cool, do that. He starts doing it again. I go, stop. Both hands, man. Both hands.
He keeps going one-handed.
He keeps trying to do it one-handed, like, because he saw...
Trying to look cool.
Look like Tom Cruise.
He's got his white pants on. I get it.
He's trying to be Tom Cruise.
You know what? That's a lazy jag-off.
So I go, shake it. So he's got it. He's just, shake it. And I start to walk away, and he goes, how long am I going to shake this for? And I go, I'll let you know. So I go back to doing other things.
20 to 30 minutes, son.
I probably left it there for
a minute. He doesn't know this, but that's actually a fair way to train somebody on a remission.
See, now, I've never made
You've never made one?
No. So I worked at a casual fine dining restaurant, and we made really good. I made a lot of really great martinis, but never knew what a Ramos Gin Fizz was until I started doing this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it actually take you to make one
an
properly?
Easy five at a minimum.
If you want to be impressive, you can make it longer. You can also cheat.
There are methods.
You can put a little bit of club soda in the mixie tin while you're shaking. You can put a... You could take the spring wire off of a Hawthorne strainer, throw it in there.
I've also seen...
James, you know what we used to do? We take, the blender bottle balls?
I was just going to say that.
We would shake them with the blender bottle balls.
So these, the sports
drinks
They
were literally
guys,
behind the bar. Shakes. They were behind the bar strictly for Ramos Gin Fizz. That's
right.
The only
I've
reason
seen
we
that
had
a
it.
Lot of times. So... And but I don't give this guy that option.
Yeah,
of course.
No, you're teaching your podcast young
raw
man
and naked for the first time.
Fuck this guy.
You know what? Honestly, though, let's not judge.
Okay.
You're teaching this young man a lesson.
How's he doing?
Almost feel like you saw something in him to give him this opportunity.
How's he doing at this point in the proceedings?
I felt like giving him a little bit of, for lack of a better term, the benefit of the doubt. He's sure. Not a true jackass, but he is trying to peacock. He admitted he didn't know. He had no idea what he was doing. So normally the first thing I do is insult you and walk away, and that's it. But I decided I'm going to insult you, but now I'm going
to
help
Giving him the opportunity to learn something.
Yeah, and maybe impress his dates in a different way.
Yes.
Instead of peacocking.
Give him a true story that could be on a podcast someday.
So he's shaking down the line, and he doesn't know because he's dry shaking. Yeah. I got him dry, and I'm doing other things. I'm looking, and so I finally come back, and I go, give me the thing. And he's okay. Pop it open, throw some ice in it, shut it back, give it back to him. I go, shake.
Keep fucking
And he goes,
shake.
He goes, are you kidding me? I go, do you know what's in this drink? Do you know how to make this? He goes, no. I go, then shake the
Shut
thing.
The fuck up.
So he's shaking.
Shake.
I start to walk away, and I come back. I go, quick question. How do you keep an idiot in suspense? He goes, I have no idea. And I go, well, I'll tell you in 5 minutes. And I start to walk away, and he goes, are you fucking with me? I go, shake the thing.
You've never made a Ramos Gin Fizz, dude.
Oh, this poor kid, man.
Dude, it's so an he keeps, evil drink.
So he keeps shaking drink. The thing. Go back to him. I've made him shake this thing for probably at least 10 minutes.
Probably over.
I go, okay, give me the thing.
The great thing, hold on. The great thing about a Ramachand Fizz is there's a minimum. There's the threshold that makes the drink the drink. Mm. There is no over.
Oh, no, there is no over.
There is no over.
You can keep somebody in suspense for,
you can break it. You can break it for an hour if you have to break it for an hour.
Right.
But, like, that's why this is so good as a punishment for someone who doesn't know.
Because he literally has no idea. So I get him to wet shake it. I said, give me the thing. I pop it, pour the drink, do the club soda, do the lift, hand it to him. He takes a sip, and he's like, wow, that is really fucking good. And I go, what have we learned? And he goes, I will never order that drink in a bar that's really busy again. And I go, good man, that's on me.
Oh, dude.
James. Oh, yes, James. My God, dude. I just like
handing out life lessons, man. I love this. It's fucking incredible.
We always try to find the essence of what we're doing with this show, right? Like Mike and I think sometimes get way too sentimental about why we do the show, why
our
we,
friendship, the people we've met. Yeah.
And every now and then somebody comes on and tells a story that literally immortalizes the show. That is what the show is about, people. The fact that you're an asshole. He was being an asshole to you because he felt like you were being an asshole, but you were willing to play it out and see where this is going. Is this person willing to come down this rabbit hole with me? Are they going to shake it? Are they going to make
the
this
only way this decision? Story could get any better is if James like, yeah, and then I fuck both of his dates.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's what makes it special. And that's what makes this show special is when somebody understands this industry and this lifestyle and all that we go
through. Well, and the people that aren't in the industry, because that's why the service industry is so fucking incredible, because even if you don't work in it, you interact with it. Everybody interacts with it all the fucking, even if you don't drink, you're going out to restaurants and everything.
I love that you commented. And we've talked. I love that you commented.
Yes, that was
I'm
classy. I'm fucking
super afraid that Lisa and Phil are going to hear this. And they'd be like, you gave that drink away? You owe us for a Ramachand. and true to point, just FYI, it's a completely different story, but those two girls came back without him.
Yeah, I bet they did. Did they order a Ramachand Fizz?
As a joke. And I was like, is that really what you want? And she's like, no, I'm afraid you're going to make me make
and
it
then
myself.
And then I fucked both of them. Yeah, I get it.
What a time, brother. I'm so happy we had you back on, even without our boy Pollard. But, man.
What a story, man.
Man, the Tom Cruise.
I hope. Say it again. The Tom Cruise
cocktail story.
The Tom Cruise cocktail. I fucking pray in my heart of hearts that guy, somehow one day listens to this podcast and hears that story.
You know what? I bet
he's probably like a world class bartender now.
Oh, who knows? He's probably out there. He's probably one of these hipster bartenders who goes to other bars. Like, what are you doing? I brought my own ice. Can you use this? I'm pretty sure he goes to bars all the time and really wants to order a Ramachand Fizz, but doesn't.
Yes, he probably seeks out the good bars where
he's properly
because he has a good story for it too. He's like, let me tell you about the first time I ordered a Ramachand Fizz. Okay,
see that's the thing,
and then the guy fucked both of my dates. Right?
That's
he's going to be on your podcast.
If we ever had him on,
if you were listening to this right now, Mr. Ramachand Fizz, Tom Cruise. You have a spot
welcome
on this show.
Anytime.
Come on anytime. Tell a story.
All right, Barflies. Until the next Boilermaker tape, keep shaking your Ramachand. It's literally until you hear the next one.
Shake it, Ace.
Keep shaking. I swear if you stop shaking, watch yourself. I'll never serve you again.
Show me what you're working with.
Thank you, friends. As always, we say,
fuck off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening along, and thanks for drinking along. We really hope you enjoyed the show, and if you did, we release new episodes whenever we can. A big shout-out to our friends at Trauma Parlor, whose song Fast One you heard throughout the show. They also just dropped a new single called I Don't Look Enough Like Mary Tonight. Please check them out on Spotify. They're just fucking kick-ass. They're just rock and roll.
Yeah, give them some love.
Yeah, give those motherfuckers some love.
You know, all these DFW Bar Crawl episodes have been incredible, and we just really hope you guys are enjoying them. Keep in mind, you know, if you want us to come to your city, reach out to us, DM us, email us. Well, you know, let's start a GoFundMe. Let's make it happen. We've been so blessed to be able to come here to Dallas and do all these amazing shows, but we could not do it without the support of the people who listen and our team, you know, our partner, ship with Herd and everything that Chandler has been doing to put us up in her house and organize this week. And then the media daddy, Stefan.
Hi, Stefan.
Oh, he just waved. Okay. He's waving long. But if you're sitting there saying to yourself, oh my God, I can actually hear Mike and Steve talk in my car speakers, that is literally because of Stefan. So we thank him, and we're going to hopefully bring you more and more of these bar crawl sort of content. If you want to be one of our regulars, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at BRP Drink
Along. Just BRP
Drink Along. At BRP Drink Along. Sorry, no the. You can listen along anywhere you get your podcast just by searching the Bartender Rant Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review. This is the best way to help us grow the show and reach new listeners. The more ratings and reviews, the faster we climb up the charts. And plus, Mike and I really need the personal validation.
And you know what? I'm feeling it this week. Being here in Dallas-Fort Worth, it's just been incredible. We just got to meet so many awesome people and just have a shit-kicking good time down
there. Everybody at the Algiers Club, everybody at the usual. You guys are the bomb. So great to us. And I know we've had other sponsors, PDC Meal Prep. I know that we had Two Hats Coffee. Everybody that has come out to support the show has been awesome. Tell them what they shouldn't forget, Mike.
Don't forget that if you're a Spotify user, be sure to check out our BRP playlist on Spotify. We just got some cool music on there. But most importantly, we've got the BRP Industry Night, where each guest we have on the show gets to pick 3 songs to add. They're all added chronologically, so you can see which of your favorite guests, you know, what kind of music that they're into.
Or you can bash them for their bad music.
Oh, and some of them have some shit taste and music. I don't know if it's intentional, but it's fucking bad.
Do you guys want some kick-ass show merch?
I do.
Of course you do. Check out all of our amazing swag. The link to all of those cool designs is in the show description and on our Instagram page. And if you want to just hang out with Mike and me, join us the first Monday of every month for a virtual industry night happy hour. We're going to have some drinks. You can meet some fellow barflies like Chandler. I don't know. I have a Costa Rican friend. And you can listen to our guest bartender playlist. You also will have an opportunity to tell Mike and I how much we suck at podcasting. Make sure you follow us on social media for the links to all of those Industry Night Happy Hour video calls.
I want to do this time.
Okay.
And now, for all of you shit talkers out there, it's your turn on the mic. Look, we've set up a bartender hotline called The Suggestion Box, where you can air your grievances, tell your stories, or just rant about the fucking bullshit you just put up with on your shift. All you have to do is dial 423-P-O-D-R-A-N-T and drop us a line. Steve and I will play the best of the bunch. We'll react to your crazy stories on this new bonus segment. So the next time the bar business has you saying, fuck me, just dial 423-P-O-D-R-A-N-T.
That's right.
And if you want to be one of our VIP listeners, please subscribe to the Bartender Rant Podcast on Patreon. You'll get access to all of our bonus content like the Boilermaker tapes, like the Suggestion Box, special releases, and so much more. You also will be listed on the episodes as one of our executive producers.
Yeah, no doubt. And if you want to be a big tipper,
a.k.a. one of our Bozells,
feel free to leave a tip on PayPal under the bartenderrantpodcast@gmail.com. If you do, we'll list you as one of those wonderful executive producers, and we will shout out your name and your drink of choice on the show. Really quickly, let's run through our Bozells, Mikey. Why don't you do them this time?
Hey, thanks, Steve. And we're going to start things off with our newest Patreon subscriber, Vinny Iea. I think I'm saying that right. Vinny, thank you so much for your support. We DM'd you on Patreon. Get us that drink of choice, and we'll make sure to list it next time. Then we've got Mike with the 7-7 and Maraschino Cherry. Thanks, Dad. Then we, of course, have Chandler with the Brass Monkey, that funky monkey. Next, we got Regina Grace with a Draft Natty Light and a Hot Malort and a Champagne Flute, the Champagne of Pain. Then, of course, we have Leah Grace in the Old Fashioned, a classy drink for a classy lady. Next, we got Colin McFarland with a Gin and Tonic and a Smoked Glass. Leo LaLarge with the Madeline Shot. Then we've got the Mighty Kempo with a Fernet Branca and a soda. Or, excuse me, Fernet Branca and soda. Of course, they're mixed. And then, of course, we have the wonderful Javier Ramirez, Dak Till Death. We know what he's drinking. Then we got Brandon from Bartenders, Daiquiri, and Car Bombs. Justin Tress up next with a can of Natty and a shot of Rumple. Then we've got Katie, James Smith, Madeline Russell. If you guys check your Patreon, we'll get the drink of choice from you, and we'll make sure to list it. But yeah, thank you guys so much. We can't tell you how much your support means to us. I'm literally working right now with broken headphones. They just broke. So guess what your money gets to buy now? New equipment, so the show keeps on rocking and rolling.
Look, Mike and I do this because we love the service industry and we want to bring you guys great content, but this is not our day job. With your help, we can keep the stories coming and interview local bartenders from coast to coast. And as always, don't just listen along.
Drink along.
Hell yeah.
If you or someone you know is struggling with alcoholism or substance abuse, please contact SAMHSA's National Helpline at 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-4357. Their National Helpline is free, confidential, 24/7, and 365 days a year. Look, we love you guys. We really appreciate listening along, but more than anything, we want you to stick around. And you can't do that if you're not taking care of yourself. So if you do need some help, please reach out to their National Helpline. If you're an international listener, please just get online and find a helpline or a help center near you. And as always, Steve and I are happy to talk to anyone. If you need just somebody to talk to or vent to, we're happy to be there for you. We can't offer you any professional help, but we really do appreciate you guys being a part of this podcast, and we want you to stick around, and Steve and I are happy to help in any way that we can to make sure that that happens. So thanks again, guys. We love you, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Is this okay? Am I speaking into it?
I need to pull it closer. Yeah, so if you guys could, like, shut the fuck up.
How's that?
I would appreciate okay. that.
I will fuck you.
That's have you ever seen Zach and Miri make a porno?
Of course.
Shut your mouth or I'm going to fuck it.
Don't tell me with a good time, girl.
All right. So, hot girl shit.
Hot girl shit.
Time for that. These Boilermaker tapes are brought to you by The Usual. Fort Worth's first crap. Fuck me in the fucking face. God damn it.
Can we make that a clip, Cartman?
Fuck me in the face. That's a new one. I don't think I've ever even heard that one.
Just say Malacca.
Malacca. All right.
Unique New York. Unique. The arsenic oddly shaped.
Save the children! Save the children! I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm not fucking leaving.
How now, brown cow? The arsonist had oddly shaped feet.